only Ken can sip.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay. Seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go. Won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you.
Well, what time is it, family? It is time for the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so honored you could join me. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. My ministry assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. That's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about the ministry. Amen. The title of today's message is God Says, I See You. Now, haven't you wondered that? When you're going through life and stuff is hitting you, you're like, well, God, where are you at? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. But let's start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we welcome you today into this 15-minute power message. We pray your divine anointing over it. We ask that you open the hearts and minds of each of the listeners. Holy Spirit, have your free reign today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be born your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say amen. Well, I saw a movie recently, and each time the father was impressed with his son's decision or wanted to give him a nod of agreement. he'd look at his son with a nice smile and say, "I see you." Well, this reminded me of the song by Marvin Sapp. He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Now, don't send me any hate mail, please. Well, that's how your father sees you. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the best. What does he see? The best. He doesn't see your sins. He doesn't see abortion that you had years ago. He doesn't see any. Only sees the best. Hallelujah. He doesn't see you, your boss, who never saw your potential and fired you. He doesn't see you the way your ex sees you. So you don't have to keep replaying your last horrible conversation with them. He left me because of this, and she said I needed to change. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't see you, and you don't want to work a job where they don't see you. Amen? The question is, how do you see you? How do you see yourself? Do you obsess over your past mistakes, your past failures, or your past bad relationships over and over and over? You did everything right in that relationship, and they still walked away like it was your fault. God says, "I see you. You didn't pay your rent one time, and now you're being evicted after years of paying it on time." And God says, "I see you. You've worked your butt off of that employer, and they fired you without giving you a second thought." God says, "I see you. You've been eating all organic everything, right? But the diagnosis still hasn't changed." God says, "I see you." Again, I ask, how do you see yourself? Is it the way God sees you? Blessed, prosperous in everything you touch, an image of him on the earth, only sees the best in you. Remember, he's the one who created you. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're back in right standing. And your past is placed into the sea of forgetfulness. That's found in Micah 7 and 19. He doesn't know anything about the stuff you're obsessing over. Well, praise the Lord to that, right? What is the best that God sees in you? Well, I'm glad you asked. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you," say your name, "thoughts of peace, not of evil, for you to have an expected end." 3 John 1 and 2 says, "Beloved," oh, he starts it off, "beloved." You know how much I love that, because how often does somebody walk up to you or even says, "beloved"? He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things." How many things? All things. How many things? All things. "That you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." And your soul represents your mind, will, and emotions. The best that God thinks about you is the best he sees in you. Glory to God. Now you ask, well, when does God not see me? When does God not see you? If you have not accepted his son, Jesus, you don't have a relationship with him, so he can't see you. Amen. So we can address that later in the message and get you back in right standing and let you receive Jesus. Amen. So that he can see you. Glory to God. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 8. It reads, "Now Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." Well, let me give you a little background on Stephen. Stephen was one of the seven chosen by the apostles because the Greek-speaking widows were being neglected. And because there was a language barrier, Stephen was one who was chosen to go speak to them so they could get the help they needed. But when he started preaching, he really started preaching. He was preaching in the synagogues, and he encountered a great deal of resistance, so much so that his opponents brought false accusations and two false charges against him. And as he attempted to defend himself and give his testimony, they then sentenced him to death. The mob rushes in, and they take him, and they throw him into the city, and he looks up to heaven. Now we're going to jump to Acts chapter 7, verse 55. It reads, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand." Verse 59. "And they stoned Stephen, and he calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep and died." Stephen was out preaching. He was doing the right thing. And he was then persecuted. And in his last moments, Jesus stood up. And I picture him saying to Stephen, "I see you." Guess what? Jesus stood up for Stephen, and he'll stand up for you. Say it. Jesus will stand up for me. God does see me. Say it. God does see me. God does see me. Glory to God. Personal story. Years ago, I dated a guy who, by the world standards, was perfect. He was great, good looking. He was a great businessman. He owned several homes and a restaurant, and he was financially very well off. He was good to my children, and he treated me very well. Shall I say it again? He treated me very well. He was someone I respected, but the things I enjoyed were of no interest to him, such as having a relationship with God and Jesus. I loved volunteering, and I was a Sunday school teacher, and during our three-year period, he never even visited my church. That was important to me. Yet to show my affection for him, I took up golfing, which I hate. I attended after-work events, and I started missing my own church so that I could go to church that he didn't even attend in another state. He would just choose a random church, and we would go there. And he even offered at one point for me to move to his state, and he'd help me find a job. Now, I didn't say he offered to marry me. He offered for me to move, and he'd help me find a job. Praise the Lord. Well, you know that relationship ended. Well, it ended because I realized that this relationship didn't honor God, and I wanted more of God more than I wanted him. And truth be told, it ended because he didn't see me. Are you there? Are you in a position where you just don't think you're seen? Bible says in 1 Samuel 16 and 7, that man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Where does he look? On the heart. The street love action for you for this next week is for you to respond like Jesus and Stephen did in the wake of persecution, in the wake of humiliation, in the wake of people backstabbing you. They both prayed for their offenders. Stephen said, "Lay not this sin to their charge." Jesus said, "For they know not what they do." At the beginning of this message, I stated that the father was impressed with his son's decision or wanted to give him a nod of agreement. He'd look at him and say, "I see you." Well, when God can look at your heart and see that you've chosen to be the best representative of God in the earth, that's when God will say, "I see you. Well done, my good and faithful servant." Glory to God. I hope you were encouraged. This message was a blessing to you. If you'd like for God to only see the best in you, you must receive his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Romans 10 and 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive Son Jesus. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. That bell is just for those who accepted Jesus. There are angels giving praise right now just for the decision you made. Glory to God. And if you receive Jesus today, I have a free gift for you. So please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and give me your information, and I'll send that free gift to you. Amen. I have a few announcements. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time, and they'll be a blessing to you. I ask if you have loved ones who don't go to church, or you're concerned about and you've been praying for them for years, ask them if they have 15 minutes and send them this link, and let them know they can just start listening to messages. Amen. If you'd like to contact or donate to our ministry, you can do that at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. For this week, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words of hope, love, and encouragement. We pray that you received all of the glory due your name today. Thank you for seeing us just the way we are and wooing us to become more like you. We ask that all the listeners on this call not just be hearers of your word only, but doers. I pray specifically for these listeners, that you, Father God, will bless and keep them, that you'll make your face to shine on them and be gracious unto them. Turn your face towards them, Father, and give them your peace that passeth all understanding. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, family. Thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. And remember, street love begins with you.